may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
In 75 years, I'll be old enough to listen to KMOX.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Did he forget his headphones?
Oh, I wasn't going to say. I wasn't going to throw him under the bus.
Did Frank leave and go to the for the Rams game, preseason game tonight in Cleveland?
I forgot my headphones.
Oh.
Sometimes I do that. I walk in and then ready to go, and then the music ends, and I go, wait a second, I'm my headphones. So I have to walk over and get them. Normally...
Because I heard Wendy and Bill on before us, and they
had their headphones.
Melvin was gone. Yeah.
But they have interns and people to get stuff like that for them. Oh. They plug their headphones in, get their coffee. Right? We don't have any of that.
Okay.
A low-budget show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We really didn't even get to the Burke segment yesterday, because we had so much to talk about. So today... Before it gets away from me, phones are already ringing. Did we do anything wrong already?
I don't know.
We'll find out in a minute. That was very good, right together.
I don't know.
So, Holly's back today. Let's give her a round of applause.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Clapping for myself.
You clap for yourself?
Yeah.
Well, we do. We clap for ourselves. If we didn't, nobody would applaud for us at all. So, Burke segment, do we have anything left over from yesterday, plus today's, or either one or the other? Anybody? Anything?
I do.
Holly, do you have anything? Because if you do, it's ladies first here.
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I was listening to Bill on the Road today. Bill on the Road.
You listened to Bill on the Road today?
Some segments.
You know, there's a picture there. You can watch it.
Well, I watched and listened to on my computer.
Ah, okay, but you did watch it, too.
Oh, exactly, yes.
Okay. Why did you say you listened to it? Because you're nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all today.
Go ahead.
And he had a segment about, it was a teacher called Joe Shane.
Right.
He's a music teacher.
I saw it.
Really good story about how he, you know, enthusiastically teaches the kids about music. So it started me thinking about... I'm sure you have a lot of loyal listeners that are teachers, because they get off between 3 and 4 and listen on the way home.
Probably tens of thousands.
Yeah. And since this is back to school time and they're all already back, you know, getting registered and things like that, I'm sure they have a lot of sad stories, funny stories. We don't like to get too serious on the show, but I actually have a funny story. It's not a joke. Don't get your shotgun out. But it's a blonde story that actually happened to me. About registering for college.
Okay, now it has to be funny, because you've said it's a funny story.
Yeah.
Set yourself up for potential failure.
You could have just said, I have a story about...
You don't even have to say, I have a story. You just go, check this out. I'm registering for college. And then if it's not funny, you can always say, well, I didn't say it was funny, but now you've said it's funny. Now are you nervous?
No, because I actually sent it into Reader's Digest.
Oh,
when it hello.
Did they reject it?
No.
They printed it?
In Campus Comedy many years ago.
Campus Comedy.
Wow.
I haven't picked up a Reader's Digest for 30 years.
Yeah.
Remember they used to make the big print version? Big letters for
large
people in
print.
Waiting rooms that were older.
For
well, let's hear the story that made it into Reader's Digest. This must be pretty good.
It is. So have many blonde friends. It's kind of a blonde story. And we registered for college, and, you know, they give you a brochure, and they list, you know, teachers and who teaches what. So we were sitting one night talking to some guys that had already went to the school.
That had already gone to the school.
Gone to the school for a few years. So we were asking their opinion about certain teachers. And they were giving us advice like, oh, my gosh, make sure you don't miss that class, or, you know, that guy's pretty easygoing, stuff like that. So my blonde friend says, what about Mr. Staff? And they look at each other with this serious look, and they said, oh, my God, he's a jerk. And she said, I knew it. He teaches everything. You don't get it?
Mr. Staff?
This is
awkward.
This is very awkward.
It made it into Reader's Digest, Frank.
That says it all.
Yeah.
Okay, I should be on the
camera. They're desperate for story.
I need to be all right, on the
I'm not, obviously
geriatric
not the only
station.
One in the room that's missing something here. Repeat it again. What did the guy say to you who had already gone to school there? Don't, whatever you do, what? Say it again. What
do you want me to explain?
No,
Mr.
tell the story again. I missed something. Go ahead.
So we're asking about you. How's
is this teacher good? Is this teacher good?
Right. What should I? Yeah. And they're like, oh, he's kind of a jerk. He's pretty nice. You know, go to class. But she said, what about Mr. Staff?
Now, who said that? Who said, what about Mr. Staff?
My blonde friend.
Okay.
And the guys look at each other like, what? And then they went along with it and said, oh, my God, don't get him. He teaches, you know, he's a jerk. To which she said, I knew it. He teaches everything.
She knew what?
That he was a jerk.
How would she know he was a jerk? When she said, I knew it.
Why like would that she shouldn't have taken him.
Okay. No. Here, now I just
oh my
now,
God.
No,
I'm
I,
leaving.
No, I just now, you're leaving? I just now got it. Did you guys finally get it?
No, I got it. I got it earlier, but Staff.
Peon looks confused.
Yeah,
did you
I'm
get
still
it?
No.
The,
okay, see.
On the sheet. That it shows the teachers.
It says staff for everybody?
Yeah.
It says,
no,
did it, say
it says staff when they don't know who's teaching it. But there's a million of them.
Oh, okay.
But see, the reason the first time through that didn't click is that is somebody's name. There are people with a last name, Staff.
Right.
And when you said Mr. Staff, that could have been a teacher,
right.
For all
yeah.
I know.
I figured it was staff from the college, but...
Oh, Dan, so you're the smart one.
Yeah.
Maybe we're the dumb ones.
Yeah,
we didn't
I guess
do
so,
a lot
yeah.
of college. Yeah.
Anyone who just went to college, please call in and save me.
Well, you know what I feel really bad about? I followed the story and kind of got it a little bit, so that kind of worries me.
No, that should. Because, Holly, the reason we didn't react is I didn't get it. I thought,
you have to know that when they don't know the teacher, they just put staff in.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say that ahead
knowing,
of time.
But without knowing that, we don't get the story because there could be a Mr. Mr. Staff, don't take him. He's a jerk. Okay, that could be.
Well, I actually asked a couple of people, should I explain about the staff ahead of time?
You know when people
and they
say,
said no.
When people say, whatever happened to quicksand? There's no quicksand. She's in it right now. There's no quicksand anymore in the movies. Like she's in it now, fighting for her life.
I was expecting like maybe a wiener pun because Staff.
See,
wiener,
I thought, what's his first name?
Richard Staff.
Richard Staff.
Yeah,
that's what I was kind of waiting for. Or he's foreign. His first name is Holmai. Holmai Staff.
Holmai.
Holmai Staff.
Jerk Staff.
See, now
right.
Comedy is hard.
Lighting up, and it's either people calling for your dismissal or saying, I got it, but.
Jerk Staff. I thought maybe that could have been a direction it was going.
Do you have anything else for the Burke segment? Is that kind of, that was it?
Well, no. My point of the whole story was
blonde,
before my very funny story.
Was
I'm sure a lot of teachers have a lot of funny stories because they have a very tough job, probably one of the toughest jobs in the world, except for trying to be on the radio.
Yeah, this is tougher than teaching.
Oh my goodness!
I think
by far
these are people calling. I get one of them's in support of Holly.
That's her husband. Yeah. Who else is calling?
Yeah, no, there's Chuck and Steve are on the line.
Well, look, anybody would have gotten it who went to college and saw that sheet that said staff, staff. I'm not a college graduate. Peon, you're not.
Right.
So
maybe
to all of us.
Maybe we're the dumb ones.
Well, let's take a couple of calls. In fairness, I think we should take a couple of calls. I'm not even going to give the number. These are loyal people. They know the number by heart. Let me start with Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to defend Holly here a little bit. I got the joke right away. Now, she could work on her delivery a little bit, but I got the joke right away, and anybody who's got more than probably a sixth-grade education should immediately have got the joke.
Oh, he just insulted me.
Oh,
he just insulted me.
Oh, see, and I got it right away. I got the joke.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense because you don't have a sixth-grade education.
No.
Well, Chuck, thank you for calling to support that story.
All right, well, Holly, let me just give you one word of advice. Don't let these guys dissect your jokes, because you're never going to win in that situation.
I realize that, Chuck, but thanks for your support
anyway.
But it
wasn't, Chuck, it wasn't really a joke.
Don't explain your joke, because then they've won. See, they've won the battle by making you explain it. Just leave it as it is.
Yeah, he's right. Chuck is right.
Would you have to explain it?
Thank you, Chuck. All right, Chuck, good advice from Chuck. Here's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Peon, how are you?
Oh, good, Steve. Thank you.
Dan?
Great, Steve.
Hello, Holly.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Steve.
Holly, I've been backing you this entire time you've been on, but I got to side with the guys here. That story was lacking.
I know that now.
If you've never seen that college sheet, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah, but keep chipping away at it. I think you're doing great on the show.
Right. Thanks, Steve.
All right, have a good one.
And this is not looking for support, or we're not taking a poll of votes here. It's just we're trying to teach Holly that sometimes in your head, what's a good story to a lot of people who don't get the visual, and there's a visual involved here. It's a sheet with the word staff all over it. It doesn't fly. Do you have anything else, or you want to turn the floor over to someone
else? I think I'll turn the floor over at this
probably
point.
A good decision. Dan, you had something for the Burke segment.
I did have something. And this is for all the people out there that have kids that are kind of, mentally, have mental issues in a restaurant.
What does that mean?
Mental disabilities?
Yeah, mental disabilities.
Okay. And they bring them to the restaurant.
Okay. Yeah, and they bring them to the restaurant. And you're sitting in a booth. Try to control the kid, or ask to be seated somewhere where you're away from other people, because we had an instance where we had my girlfriend has a granddaughter, and we went out to eat somewhere, and we were sitting in a booth, and right behind us was a family, and they had a daughter that had some mental issues, and she kept getting up and trying to walk around, but she sat down in the booth and turned around. She turned around and looked at us the entire time.
With her head just above the booth.
Yeah,
staring
her head above the booth going like that. And my girlfriend's granddaughter was on that side. And I looked at her and she was freaked out. And I said, would you like to sit over here? And she said, yes. So I went and sat over there. And this girl sat there and did that the entire time. The entire time we ate.
So I'm taking from this, you don't like mentally challenged children.
I don't have a problem with them at all. But when they turn around and just breathe right in your ear and in your...
I kind of see what he's saying.
No, another kid, that would kind of...
I don't think anybody eating... I would think, you know, you would at some point...
Here's where this is a tough call. That family maybe had no idea she was going to do that. But, I mean, they've been out before. She's...
you have to think it wasn't the first time she's done something like this, though.
But it might have been. It might have been the first time she ever actually did that, got up, and maybe they never sat at a booth before. I don't know. I try to never criticize people who have disabled children. I don't care what the heck they do. They got a life we don't have. They have... we could never even imagine... To try to make a decision, should we even ever go out in public with this child? Will we be embarrassed? I admire people who go on anyway and go out. Yes, like anybody else, I have been uncomfortable. I've seen families out, and somebody, let's say, is a cerebral palsy in a wheelchair, and the food is drooling and dripping. That's hard to watch. And I do think in a case like that, the family should probably be a little more thoughtful than to expose people to that. But then at the same time, I do get where every once in a while you go, screw it. We're going out like a regular family. I'm tired of our child always feeling like because of his condition, we can't go where other people go. I get that too. So, but it is to another
child. At some point, they should have tried to sit the child back down and face the table, I would think.
And maybe that would have created more of a problem because then the kid might have started screaming. I mean, these children who have autism or Asperger's or whatever they have issues. And the parents know we're better off to let the child just sit up there peering over the other booth, because once we say don't do that, they'll throw a fit or something. Then you've really got a chaotic mess and you may be asked to leave. It's a tough call.
Yeah, it's a tough call.
And I didn't say anything, but this is also other kids will do that don't have any issues or anything like that. They will just turn around, and I don't have a problem with the kids turning around, but they'll turn around and start throwing stuff at you, things like that, throwing toys on the table. And
why didn't you say, how old was the child?
I'm guessing probably 14, 15, something like that.
Why didn't you, was it boy or girl?
Girl.
Why didn't you say, hey, what are you, nuts?
Did
you say you want a piece of me?
Yeah.
You want a piece of me?
To the kids?
Yeah. Stop breathing on
I'm
my
kidding.
Neck.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But there wasn't anyone in the booth.
Did you wave or smile or try to be funny with the girl? Or
no.
Like, hi.
No.
No.
No, I did say hi once. She did get up and start walking around, and they brought her over and sat her down. And she was okay. She wasn't going crazy or anything. But and they sat her down.
It sounds like she had asthma. What was that sound she was making? So you don't like asthmatic children either?
No, I guess I don't. I guess I just don't like kids. I don't know.
We got lucky.
I don't know.
We got lucky with our
cold.
Kids never did anything crazy in a restaurant. I've seen the kids, they run. They run around table to table. You know what? I don't care if the kid has issues or is maybe mentally. No, you can't do that. You can't let your kid run from table to table like they're playing on a playground or something.
You just take them outside. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a tough one. And here's the thing. If you had a child, how old was the grandchild? That was
8 years old.
Yeah, that kid doesn't understand what that other kid's doing.
No.
Oh, no, no.
That's the hard part, because you've told your kids how to behave in a restaurant, and then they see that, and they go, what's the matter with that kid?
She was sitting there, and her eyes got really big and freaked out, and I said, sit over here, and she sat over on the other side, and I sat over there, and we kind of explained it to her later. When they left, and they left right before we did. So we kind of explained it to her later what was going on, but
yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I've been very uncomfortable, and I felt bad for people that have to do that. They're all going to heaven, by the way. People that have to raise. Think of a kid with cerebral palsy who's 35, and is essentially the same as he was or she was when they were 2.
You're a lifelong caretaker.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your whole life is dedicated to that. Man, I admire those people. I don't want to be one of those people. Thank goodness. I don't know that I could pull that off. But it's just kind of tough to criticize people who are dealt that hand. We might as well take a couple more calls because they're all lit up. Now everybody hates Dan because he doesn't like children who are mentally challenged or have asthma. This would be Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hello, gang.
How are you?
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll just call because Dan's experience is not necessarily just exclusively because of children that have...
No, it's all children issues. Who misbehave. It's also just kids whose parents, let them run crazy.
That's what I was going to say. It's the parents' fault, not the kids, because if the kids get away with it the first time, then they figure they can do it again and again.
Yep.
It's parents who refuse to discipline their children, not just in public, but also at home. Because, you know, if they're acting this way in public, they're probably acting even worse at home and in school, and they get away with it.
And I'm sure there are bad parents with children.
Well, there are people who shouldn't even have kids.
I mean, bad parents with children with disabilities like that. Not all of them are,
No, that's right. Just because you have a disabled child doesn't make you an angel or a great parent. You probably shouldn't be the parent of that kid.
Right. And I am by no means the world's best parent. I make mistakes just like everybody else does. There will be times when I lax in my parental responsibilities and let my children get away with a little bit more than what I should. But at the same time, when we're in public, if we're at a restaurant or shopping, whatever the case may be, and they start misbehaving and acting like an idiot, I'll stop them right then and there. And that's the one and only chance they get.
Don't smack them. Somebody will call the police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't smack them on the butt. Somebody will call the cops. You'll be in prison.
Oh, yeah, and that's part of the problem, too, is they tell these kids in school that if you spank if they get spanked by their parent, it's child abuse.
Yeah,
it's not child abuse. It's discipline. But they pick up the phone and call 911 and say, my parent is beating me, and the cops and family services show up, and you're guilty until you can prove yourself innocent.
And even if you're not, you're on record as having a domestic dispute call to your house, and now you've been flagged. Good point. Rich, thank you for the call.
My pleasure.
All right, always a pleasure. We get to our first bit of business, then we'll come back to this. And we'll come back to some other stuff, too. I had a great thing happen on the way here today, and it was unexpected, and it gave me something to talk about. And it was three kids on the side of the road, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But it was like I was back in the night. I wasn't really old enough to know what was going on in the 50s, but I felt like I was in a movie, and it was the 50s again. It was fantastic, and I'll tell you about these three little boys. But first, I got to tell you about the three places you'll find Goodfeet stores and then why you might want to go in there. There's a Goodfeet store on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Dearburg. You do not need an appointment. I've been in twice, and I just walked in. Now, once, I shouldn't have gone in because I didn't have any time, and you need to give yourself half an hour. And there were two people ahead of me, so I just left and came back. In my second visit, I think I waited 15 minutes, maybe. And then I was next up, and then they did their thing, and I ended up getting these inserts to put in my shoes because I had plantar fasciitis, which I've never had since, and that was 4 or 5 years ago. The Goodfeet stores don't sell shoes. They sell inserts, arch supports. And it is amazing. It is amazing what a difference that can make in people's lives if, in fact, the problem and the pain is coming from something related to the way you walk and stand. And you'd be amazed how many thousands of times that's been the case. So if you have pain, doesn't have to be in your foot, and it's ongoing pain, it may very well be that a trip to the Goodfeet store will be the relief you've been looking for. One-stop pain relief. You can also go online. I just go in, but you can go online to GoodfeetSt.Louis.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and see how things look. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, it looks like we've got a vehicle fire on Highway 55 southbound near 141. Looks like we're starting to get a little bit of a backup as you're approaching 141. Other than that, it's just normal traffic building now on westbound 6440 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. Looks like we're a little heavy around 141 also. And on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. Settle in on a comfy pillow top bed tonight at La Quinta. La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Don Lemon back from vacation. Don has been in the headlines. A lot to talk about with the CNN anchor. We do that every Wednesday. Also, the drive-thru. Cybergs is coming back. Going to tell you about a new location. Maybe they'll bring shark bites. It is Shark Week. And Cardinals getting ready to celebrate Star Wars. We'll do the same. We'll have some fun. Maybe Chewbacca will even phone into the show. Talk to you at noon.
The Martin Kilcoin Show from noon till 3 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now, 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-5942. That's 1-800-400-5942. 1-800-400-5942. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get first quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from 59 cents, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents, and all vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't miss it. Our flooring clearance sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
This weekend only, Sports Sunday will be on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., broadcasting live from the 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark, and the Inside Out Show moves to Sunday between 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Why? Well, it's a big day in sports downtown. In soccer, the SC Internacional Milano team takes on Real Madrid at 1 at the Edward Jones Dome. Later on, the Cubs are in town. Join John Hadley from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday from the 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who makes up next to you. When I go out, Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you.
All right, here's my story, and I'm sticking to it. On the way here today, I came from a part of town where I rarely ever go. In fact, I didn't even know how to get to this place. And I had to get directions and kind of figure out how to get out of there and jump back on 40. But I was in a very nice part of St. Louis County, Geyer Road between Clayton Road and Manchester. It's very nice, okay, upscale. And as I'm on the way back coming down Geyer Road, there are three little boys on the side of the road, and they're waving. At first, I thought it's a car wash, but they're like 8 years old, and there are no cars being washed. And then I saw, and this is so great, they had a wagon. Dan, like the radio flyer wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Like every kid had a wagon. They had a wagon, and in the wagon, I could tell it was lemonade or whatever. So I pull over, and I got out of the car, and I walked over to these boys, and I said, "So what's going on?" And he said, "We're selling lemonade and iced tea." And I said, "All right." I said, "How much is your lemonade?" He said, "No charge, sir."
No Whoa. Charge?
What?
He said, "We're taking donations." And I said, "Okay, what's the donation for?" He said, "Us." Now, immediately, I love these guys.
That's a good strategy.
And I said, "Okay." I said, "So you get the money?" He said, "Yes, sir." And the one kid says, "I'd like to save up enough to get a lawnmower," which told me they're selling lemonade and tea to make money to buy something to make more money. He wants a lawnmower so he can cut grass, obviously. Wow. Look, he lives in a very nice neighborhood. He's not trying to buy a lawnmower because his dad can't afford one to cut their own grass. And I said, "All right, good for you." I said, "I'll take a glass of lemonade." And I handed him $10. And I said, "Don't give me any change." They looked at each other like, "Whoa." And then the kid looks at me and goes, "Thank you so much." He says, "I just want you to know you're our best customer of the day." And I said, "How much money you got in that cup?" They had a styrofoam cup with money. I said, "How much money you got in that cup?" He said, "Well, we had $30. Now we got $40. And I said, "Well, good for you. Good luck getting that lawnmower." And I got in the car and drove away. And then as I drove away, I'm thinking, now, based on the way the world works, within an hour, somebody on the city council or a cop will pull over and go, "You boys don't have a permit.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm afraid you're going to have to take your wagon and leave the side of the road." I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, there's always, in every neighborhood, there's that one or two jerk neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah. The
Crazy
watchdogs
neighbors.
For everybody
oh,
else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll put a stop to this. Those kids don't have a permit.
Yeah.
I hope not. It was like a Pleasantville. It was so great. And here's what you take from a story like that. These kids weren't smashing windows somewhere, stealing money. They were getting their money the way we all should be taught to get money. You find a way to work for it. Now, they're smart. It's a lot easier to sell lemonade, and they had a cooler of ice. I said, "Is it cold?" He said, "Oh, sir, we have ice." And he opens the cooler, and he had ice. It's a lot easier to get in the kitchen, get mom to give you a big Tupperware thing, make some lemonade, and go out, than it is, scrubbing sidewalks or cutting grass or hard labor. This is easier. And $40 for three little boys is a pretty good, that's a pretty good hunk of money.
I'm going to try that. I got time in the morning.
And the kid that wants the lawnmower, what that tells me is his dad probably said, well, and his dad, I'm sure, is plenty well off. This is a very nice part of town. And he probably said, "Well, son, if you want a lawnmower, you need to find a way to make some money and buy it. It's rather than just get it for him."
Yeah,
even
for him.
Though getting it for him, I guess, would have been okay because he's going to make money from it. He could pay dad back. But this way is even better. It was just, it made my day. I'm on the way here, and I thought, okay, this is a good day. I love seeing that, especially with this news about all these thugs and these punks smashing these windows out. I got to tell you something. That infuriates me. And what's really frustrating is, you know, nothing is going to happen to these kids. Mm. They're smashing these windows out of these cars, taking whatever they want out. We're not going to pick up the paper or turn on TV and see where they've gone to prison. Or they've had some horrible punishment. Slap on the wrist, back, turn back over to your parents. And that's kind of the end of it. And I've never had my windows broken out. I've had my car broken into, but it was unlocked, and so I just opened the door and took what they wanted. I can't imagine. It's like you've been raped or something. Go into your car and the window's busted out.
There was some lady's car that was in line with all of that stuff, and her car door was open, and they still smashed the glass.
Just because that's what they want to do.
Yeah, they
want to make a statement, let you know they were there, even though they didn't have to smash the glass anyway. Man, do I despise punks like that. I really do. This is why I can't be a cop. Because that's not an offense that should require heavy pepper spray and beating the crap out of you with a club, but I would. If I saw that kid in the act smashing windows, I'd beat him to a pulp, and I'd be off the force, and probably should be. 314, oh, Burke segment. Did you have anything, Pion?
No.
Let's close the Burke segment. I think we're Dan, you were finished with the Burke segment, right?
Yes.
Okay, Burke segment's officially closed. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
That means you're great, too.
Hallelujah. You were talking about kids and lawnmowers and working hard as a kid. Well, I just wanted to know if you remember, it's been so many years, but a young kid used to call in on this show talking about his lawn service and how he cut grass all the time and how he loved radio.
His name was John. His name was John. I do remember.
His name was John. Well, I can tell you that now it's been several years, and I myself am working in radio, but I heard you talking about the lawn story, and I thought, my goodness, man, that reminds me so much of back in the day when I used to call in and talk to
you. It was you.
Wow.
It was, holy cow, it was you.
Yeah, I'm actually in town today. I live at Lake of the Ozarks now, and I'm on the radio down there, and I this is actually my day off because I took my wife up here to see her a doctor for our second baby as we're getting ready to have our second child. So it's been a long time.
Stop making me feel old. So how old were you when you used to call and say you wanted to cut grass and get in the radio?
I have to think that I was either 8, 9, somewhere around there, probably 10, between 8 and 10 years old. Somewhere
this is
around there.
Depressing.
I remember it was around that time period. Yeah,
this is depressing. So bring us up to speed here. You did end up getting in radio, even though you're Lake of the Ozarks, which means you're not really making, set the world on fire financially. You're not going to make a fortune. But if you like it, that doesn't matter. What do you do yard work too? Do you have a yard landscaping company?
No, actually, at 15, I let go of the lawn company. I sold it to a friend that is now, I think he does it full time now. And I went to Mizzou for college. And while I was down there, I ran into Casey Van Allen and wound up working at KRMS, where I've been basically the past 7 years. And now I'm the host of the afternoon show and have been.
I wanted to say you made it, but you didn't because you're in radio. But you did what you wanted to do. You know what? You do it because you like it. You have to.
Indeed.
Does your wife work?
No, actually, she stays at home with our first son. I have two boys, one that's not born yet, and our first boy, Dominic, who is in the car with us right now. And she stays at home with him, and I pretty much don't ever leave the radio station.
No, you're supporting a family on a salary at a Lake of the Ozarks radio station. I don't know how you do it. Do you sell in addition to being on the air?
I do a lot of things, yes.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm in the news department. I host an afternoon show. I do weekend programming, remotes, and I do sell, yes.
Yep, that's what you have to do. Let me tell you something. He runs a great station.
He does.
Told him, that station, KRMS, that station sounds like it could be in New York City. He knows how to image a station. He knows how to make a station on the air sound like a professional station. And he's done a great job.
He's a heck of a guy, and he's a great guy to work with, and the whole team down there, they're just a lot of fun. And I've been down there for so long that I worked actually with someone. I know you know this person very well. I've worked with Vicki Kramer, and I'm actually the show that I host is actually used to be the show that she hosted before she left the Lake of the Ozarks.
She worked with me and with Dan, and Dan may not remember it, at Kix. Vicki worked at Kix 104, I think. Good for you, man. I'm glad it worked out for you, because for most people it doesn't. They want to get in radio, and either they can't or they do, and they realize, man, I could have made more money working for the trash hauling company than this. But I'm glad you sound like you're happy, and that's good.
Well, simply things seem to be going pretty good, so I am happy about it. But I was just in town today, and I heard you guys. I was listening to the show, and I thought, man, I need to call in and say hi to you guys because I have not talked to you in so long, and I feel bad about
that. No, I'm glad you did. And you got, you know what? The good news for you is you got a lot of new potential advertising business because that lake between that Deerbergs and Menards and all that stuff going on, the new movie theater going in, go out and grab some advertisers.
I tell you what, we were just in Deerbergs the other day. It's a beautiful store, probably one of the best I've ever seen, and things are growing at the lake. So, it's a good thing. It's turning around.
All right, John, I'm glad you called.
Hey, thank you, Frank. You guys have a great show, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye-bye. How about that? Let me just say this. Look what we've done. We inspired a young 8 to 10-year-old man, his dream, because of listening to this show. Bruce, can you play me some music, just like a mood, like nice piano music? I got an announcement. It's like
I
a message.
Remember when he called in, he was the Roger.
That's right. It was Roger. The Roger.
John the Roger.
Yes.
How long ago was it, do you think?
Well, it had to be 15, 20 years ago.
I would say within 15 to 10 years, 12.
Easy. Yeah. So he's in his...
early 20s, I would guess.
Yeah.
And you remembered his name right off the bat.
Yeah, but I didn't put it together that the name on the screen I was talking to was John. I just said, yeah, that guy's name was John. And then I thought, holy crap, it's this guy. Bruce, at any time. Yeah. You know, folks, to some people, this is just a radio show. And not even a good one. Then you take a kid like John. It's more than just a radio show. It's inspiration. It's motivation. It's success. It's happiness. It's all those things rolled into one. So when you listen to this show, don't just go, what a bunch of losers. That's not, or that what that girl said wasn't that funny. That wasn't a great story. Don't think of it like that, even though it wasn't a great story. Think of it as the potential we have to change lives. Changing lives. That's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
On the Big 550.
We the people.
You're tearing up, Dan. And so is Holly. Yeah.
We the people.
550. The people. You can have the man, you can have the woman, but we have the people.
Everyone.
That's right.
550. All inclusive. Just like a resort. That's what we are. Speaking of that, the room's gone. Cabo San Lucas, it's gone.
Oh, man.
Here's the good news. After that room was gone, Julie managed to get two more people on the trip. She can work magic. She can still get Apple to come up with another room if we need it. So if you want to go on the trip, what we needed was 78 people to make the trip happen. Done. Okay. Now, if somebody still wants to go, Julie will figure out how to make that happen. But thank you to everybody who's going. So now we know we have a trip and we're going to be going on it. I don't see any names on the screen. I see lights, but
I thought we were getting ready to do something.
Well, I have time. Don't I PM for one more call?
I think so.
I think one more. I'll just grab one. I don't know who it is. Hi there. Who's this? Hello. Who's this? That's you. I hear you. Who is this?
Hey.
Yes.
Is it Dan?
Yeah. No. It's Frank. Who's this?
Hey, Frank. This is Al. I got a traffic update.
All right. Hang on a minute. And now with the traffic update, we go live into the traffic with Al. Al, what's going on?
Westbound 70, just past Lake St. Louis, there's about a 5-car accident. The left lane and center lane are blocked.
Ooh.
Police are just arriving on the scene.
And that's westbound 70?
That's westbound 70, just past Lake St. Louis.
You've done us a great service. We appreciate it, Al.
You're welcome.
Thank you. How about Al? Saving people a lot of time. Saving time and changing lives. 550, the people. A quick hit from Scott. Hello, Scott.
Top of the afternoon to you.
You too. What's going on?
I'm the AM in the PM.
Well, you're not the AM in the PM. You are AM in the PM.
Frank.
Yes.
What a great story you just told.
Well, which one?
About the kids.
Yeah, the lemonade kids. Iced tea kids.
You know what? You just made my day.
Well, thank you.
And the reason why, it's refreshing to hear that there's actually parents out there that are teaching their kids the proper way to do something in this world.
Yes, I agree.
And you know what?
Chicken butt.
Yes, sir. 5 cents, give me a cut.
5 cents a cut, very good. Very good.
When my kids were growing up, I can assure you one thing. They were little gentlemen.
They couldn't have been big gentlemen because they were kids.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't make a messes, and they did not disturb other people in the restaurant.
Well, those days are almost gone, and I got to run because I'm out of time, but I really appreciate your call, Scott.
Well, thank you for having a great story.
Well, yeah, you're welcome.
And you know what the other thing is?
Yeah.
Tell the parents that they're doing the right thing.
Oh, I'm sure they know that.
Well, they need to be reinforced.
Okay, I agree. Thank you, Scott.
All right.
All right, there goes Scott. Here comes Schaefer. Schaefer Auto Body. I had a nice chat with Gina at Schaefer. Got a meeting set up next week with Scott, Steve Schaefer's son. And I explained to her that over all these years, 15 years or whatever it's been, I probably should keep folders and files, but I don't. I'd just be cluttered and filled with stuff. I made up an expression. If I had a nickel for every email I got, but I don't know how to finish it because I don't know then. I don't know what the number would be. It would be considerable because I've gotten so many from people, and they say the same thing consistently. Oh, my goodness, I'll never take my car anywhere else. I'm so glad I knew about Schaefer. I can't believe how great this vehicle looks. It looks better than it did when I got it brand new, blah, 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 blah. And I can't believe how they took care of us in more ways than just fixing the car. With the rental car, making sure we had a ride if this car wasn't drivable, did they pick it up if we couldn't get it there, blah, and on and on and on and on and on. That's Schaefer. That's how they roll. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You're getting an accident, you tell that insurance company, I will not have anybody else touch this car but Schaefer. 7 locations. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Even if you haven't thought of it yet, we're probably already talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The proceedings have ended for the day.